From Jack Hopkins Now, why does black political power terrify so many people on the right? The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter, #894, Sunday, May 10th, 2026. There is something dangerous happening in America right now. Not loud dangerous. Not obvious dangerous. Not the kind that arrives wearing a hood and carrying a burning cross. No, this version wears suits, holds press conferences, talks about fairness, uses words like neutrality, integrity, and restoring balance. The same old fear is still breathing. Fear of black political power. Fear of multiracial democracy. Fear of an America where black citizens are not merely tolerated but influential. And the reason this moment matters so much is because millions of Americans are being psychologically manipulated into ignoring what they can clearly see with their own eyes. You see a pattern. They tell you the pattern isn't real. You notice who keeps being targeted. They tell you not to make it racial. You watch black voting power repeatedly weakened. They tell you it's just politics. No, because if this were truly random, why does the blade keep falling in the same direction? Why are majority black districts repeatedly carved apart? Why are black coalition building efforts constantly undermined? Why is black history suddenly treated like contraband? Why are programs designed to address generations of discrimination now portrayed as the true injustice? Why does black advancement keep triggering political panic? Answer that honestly, not politically, honestly. In Tennessee, Republicans targeted Memphis, the state's largest majority black city, and weakened its political voice. In Florida, Gov. Ron DeSantis signed maps eliminating a district where black voters had finally built meaningful influence. In Louisiana, Republicans discarded already cast votes to force through maps reducing black representation connected to New Orleans. And every single time, Americans are expected to sit there like obedient children and pretend not to notice the obvious. A significant portion of the MAGA movement is not angry merely because America is changing. They are angry about who is gaining power as it changes. That's the nerve. That's the trigger. That's the thing underneath all the slogans. Then suddenly the mood changes. Suddenly real Americans feel under attack. Suddenly diversity becomes division. Suddenly democracy itself becomes suspicious if too many different kinds of people participate in it. Why does black voter turnout so often produce panic-level reactions inside parts of the Republican ecosystem? Why are urban voters constantly treated as illegitimate Americans? Why are majority black cities discussed like hostile territory? Why do some politicians talk about diversity the way previous generations talked about contamination? The belief that America is safest when power remains concentrated in the hands of the same people who historically controlled it. That poison never fully left. It adapted. It rebranded. It learned how to smile for cameras. And that's what makes this era so dangerous. Because modern democratic erosion no longer announces itself honestly. It gaslights you. It tells you not to trust your own eyes. It tells you the repeated weakening of black political power is somehow accidental. Please, America has seen this exact strategy before. After Reconstruction, black Americans technically had rights. Technically, the Constitution still existed. The amendments still existed. Voting rights still existed on paper. But then came the lawyers. The governors, the judges, the procedural games, the neutral policies, the selective enforcement. Not because democracy failed accidentally, because powerful people decided they were no longer willing to tolerate black influence. That's the part history classes sanitize. Jim Crow was not sustained by monsters alone. It was sustained by institutions, respectable people, polite people, people who insisted they weren't racist while actively supporting systems that crushed black representation and protected white political dominance. Sound familiar? Because history rarely repeats itself perfectly, but it absolutely rhymes. And right now the rhyme scheme is getting impossible to ignore, especially when you look at the emotional energy driving so much of modern right-wing politics. The rage whenever black Americans protest. The hysteria whenever racism is discussed openly. The obsession with erasing discussions of systemic inequality. The fury over DEI. The fury over black studies. The fury over demographic change. The fury over wokeness, which increasingly functions as a catch-all term for any social movement that threatens traditional hierarchies. That rage didn't appear out of nowhere. Fear of losing dominance. Fear of losing cultural ownership. Fear of sharing power equally in a country that is becoming more diverse, more multiracial, and less controllable by the old rules. Democracy is not dying because too many people are voting. Democracy is being threatened because too many powerful people no longer like who is voting. That's the real crisis. Not participation. Participation is the threat to them. More coordinated. more shameless. If you can watch black political representation repeatedly targeted across multiple states, watch voting protections weakened, watch diversity framed as dangerous, watch black history treated like propaganda and still insist race has nothing to do with any of this, then you are no longer being skeptical. Because demographics are destiny only if democracy survives long enough for demographics to matter. That's why this fight is escalating now. You are participating in the denial. And denial is how democracies collapse. Not overnight. Not with tanks in the streets. But through exhaustion. Normalization. Silence. That's how free societies rot from the inside. But here's why I still have hope. Once Americans finally stop lying to themselves, everything can change very quickly. The civil rights movement looked impossible until it wasn't. Voting rights looked impossible until they weren't. Desegregation looked impossible until it wasn't. The people fighting for justice in those eras were also called divisive, dangerous, radical, overdramatic. Not the people demanding silence. The people demanding courage. That's what this moment requires again. Not performative outrage. Not social media slogans. Real courage. Yes, there is still racial hostility embedded inside parts of American politics. Yes, black political power is being targeted. Yes, multiracial democracy is under pressure. And yes, we are going to fight for it anyway. Because this country does not belong to one race, one religion, one ideology, one nostalgia-drunk movement trying to drag America backward into a mythologized past that never truly existed. And if previous generations were willing to bleed for that idea, the least we can do is refuse to look away while it's threatened again. Trust your eyes. Trust history. Trust the pattern. And then decide what kind of American you want to be while this story is still being written. Because there is a deeper truth sitting underneath all of this, and millions of Americans can feel it even if they struggle to articulate it. What terrifies parts of the MAGA movement is not simply losing elections. It's losing ownership over the definition of America itself. That's the real panic. For generations, many Americans grew up inside a country where power, political power, cultural power, institutional power was overwhelmingly concentrated in white hands. It was engineered over centuries through law, violence, exclusion, economics, housing, policy, education, immigration, restrictions, and voter suppression. And because it lasted so long, many people began confusing dominance with normalcy. They mistook control for birthright. Then America started changing. Slowly at first. Then all at once. Black Americans gained voting protections. Women gained power. Immigrants reshaped communities. LGBTQ Americans demanded visibility. Younger G.